This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. A massive Medicare bill is on its way to a vote in Congress. It includes a prescription drug benefit and some other controversial changes. In a few minutes, we'll take a look at what's being proposed and how it may affect you. But first, to Istanbul, where two truck bombs exploded today. Dozens of people were killed and hundreds injured in the worst terrorist incident in Turkish history. One of the blasts detonated at the British consulate, the other outside the offices of a London-based bank. The explosions coincide with President Bush's state visit to Britain. Molly Moore joins us now on the phone from Istanbul. She's a reporter with the Washington Post, and thanks very much.
You're quite welcome, Neil.
Do we have any sense right now of how high the death toll may climb?
Yeah, well, the death toll right now is that 27 people have been confirmed killed. The most of them were at the British consulate. There are 450 people who have been injured.
Why so high?
Well, one of the areas where this was, at the British consulate, is probably the most crowded part of Istanbul. Any tourist who's ever been to Istanbul has been to this neighborhood in the Taksim district. It's a historic district full of shops, restaurants, cafes, teeming with people literally 24 hours a day. It's an area where there are a large number of consulates. However, because of the security risk, in fact, just a few months ago, the U.S. moved its consulate out from this area to another region of Istanbul.
Have you been to the sites where the bombs went off? Can you describe them?
Yes, I actually heard the bomb blast for the one that that happened at the bank and was about 10 or 15 minutes away. It got to the scene where there were still people running down the street with blood on their faces. People in the shops had been injured by glass. People said that they heard a huge explosion and glass blew out of windows for blocks around. The entire front of the bank building was just obliterated. This is a building that has 12 stories above ground. It covered in blue glass. All the glass was blown out. The front of the bank site looked like an earthquake zone with just heaps of rubble, blackened cars, body parts still in the streets when we arrived. Rescue workers were walking around warning shop owners not to touch anything because they were still collecting the pieces of bodies that had spread. There was a brand new shopping mall right across the street that just opened earlier this summer that had all of its windows on the lower levels knocked out and windows knocked out going up 13 and 14 stories high. We left there and then went to the scene in Taksim, where for blocks around, even blocks behind the embassy, several blocks away, storefronts were blown out, restaurants were blown out, people walking around with bandages on their heads and arms where they were cut. We went to a nearby hospital where many of the victims were brought, and the hospital had put up lists on the walls outside the hospital of the dead and injured. So there were literally hundreds of people gathering there, very nervously reading the list, trying to find the names of friends or relatives. Immediately after the blast, the cell phone system in Istanbul completely collapsed for about an hour and a half. And this is a city that lives by its cell phones. There are 12 million people here, and huge numbers of people were immediately on their phones trying to contact relatives that they thought might be in or near these buildings.
You mentioned the list of the dead. British Consul General Roger Short was among those killed in these explosions today, but I assume the vast majority of those killed and injured are Turks.
They are, and they were people outside the consulate and outside the bank building, although it is believed about 10 people from inside the bank building may have been killed. And the reason that the consul general, it appears, was killed was because he just happened to be entering the consulate. This is a very, very heavily guarded consulate. It's a large stone building with a large stone wall all around it and a garden courtyard area between the wall and the building itself. So it may in fact be that the consul general is one of the few people inside the consulate who was killed, and it just seemed as though to be very bad timing and a matter of very bad luck that he was coming into the consulate just as this green Isuzu pickup rammed through the front gate. It was disguised. It had signs on it indicating it was a food catering truck, and it literally rammed the gate. Witnesses told us first they heard a vehicle impacting on a wall, and they thought it was a traffic accident. Then seconds later, there was a large explosion that blew out the windows of shops across the street, blew doors off their hinges.
In the hours since these explosions happened, we've heard a lot of people say this bears all the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda, but is there any idea of who is actually responsible?
Well, the Anatolia News Agency, which is the semi-official agency here in Turkey, did receive a telephone call from someone claiming that this was joint responsibility of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Great East Raiders Front, which is a small Islamic militant domestic group which has never before carried out any sort of operation nearly to this scale. And in fact, they claimed credit for the first bombings on Saturday at the two synagogues, even before Al-Qaeda did, and the Turkish government immediately discounted the involvement of this domestic group. Now, since then, some of the Turkish men who were believed to be involved in that first bombing, police sources have said, reportedly did have some association with this group. So this may be a case of what's happened in other countries. If Al-Qaeda is connected, that they, in fact, may have employed the members of more localized domestic Islamic groups to actually carry out the action.
As you mentioned, that earlier pair of suicide bombs happened on Saturday. Two synagogues, 23 people were killed in those explosions. And as you say, the authorities are talking about this IBDA-C group, the Islamic Great Eastern Raiders Front. But the people were identified by DNA. The drivers of the suicide bomb trucks were identified as Turks.
They were identified as Turks, yes, and they are from the eastern province of Bengal, which is an area where some of these Islamic groups have been very active. The bombers, as well as two other suspected accomplices they're looking for, are from this region, and several of them apparently knew each other and hung out together in an internet cafe that was owned by the father of one of these young men.
Though it's an overwhelmingly Muslim country, Turkey is a secular state. The party in power in Ankara at the moment has Islamist roots, though. How's the government responding?
Well, today the government, like the rest of the country, is in shock. This government has been able to walk a very fine line without upsetting to a huge extent many of the people that feared they would come in with their strong Islamic principles, as well as, you know, being able to placate some of the more Islamic elements here. So that will be a question of how this government will be able to deal with this and how what the political repercussions will be.
There have been some political repercussions, I would assume, already. I certainly saw the financial markets in Turkey take a nosedive.
Well, within minutes of the bombings, the stock market closed. It was completely shut down. And also today you've seen some British businesses, the bank that was hit, it was the headquarters of the HSBC Bank, which is the fifth largest privately held bank in Turkey and has over 150 branches here. All of the branches have been shut down. Other British businesses have closed. The U.S. Embassy has put out very severe warnings to people not to come to their consulate. They've closed the visa section here. They've warned Americans to stay away from foreign-owned businesses.
Now, that bank that you were talking about had also, we learned today, applied to open some branches in Iraq. Was that widely known, and might that have been a motivation?
Well, this is a global bank, and in fact, although it operated here from 1990, it really became a major bank in Turkey during the huge banking crisis when you maybe recall around 2001 when quite a few banks here collapsed, and this bank actually bought out a Turkish bank, and that it was the headquarters that had taken over. But as many people here noticed, there could be some connections with Iraq. Turkey has not sent soldiers into the peacekeeping forces. It does have some soldiers in northern Iraq in the Kurdish areas where they've long had soldiers along the border. But Turkey's parliament did approve the sending of soldiers recently to Iraq. However, in the end, the U.S., under pressure from some political sources in Iraq, chose not to ask Turkey to send them. So some people have, in fact, speculated that there could be some connection here, that the parliament even agreed to send soldiers was enough to perhaps attract the attention of some sort of international organization such as Al-Qaeda.
Others have speculated that Turkey is sometimes upheld as by the West as a model for a secular Islamist Islamic state, and that might be a reason it's a target for bombers as well.
Well, that as well, and even more importantly, its association with Israel. It was the first Muslim country to recognize Israel as a state in 1949. It has the strongest ties of any other Muslim country with Israel. There are joint military exercises annually with Israel, Turkey, and the United States. There are very strong trade ties, and there are very strong touristic ties between the two countries.
We remember political violence in Turkey, but most of it associated with the long struggle with by the Turkish government against the PKK, the Kurdish Workers' Party, that was active in mostly in southeastern parts of Turkey for many years, and they did set off some bombs in Istanbul as well. Yet this seems to be very different.
It is very different. And in fact, they have set off bombs in Istanbul, in fact, right in this Taksim area near the British consulate, which is one of the reasons this was an area where there was quite heavy police security, because it has been a target before. But those were, you know, fairly, in recent years, had become fairly small-scale type operations, usually aimed at something like, a police station where one or two policemen would be killed. They've not tried and are not believed to be capable of doing anything on this scale. It also would not be in their political interest to be striking something like Jewish synagogues or international banks. That is just not the types of targets that they have gone for.
Turkey is a member of the NATO alliance. It looks to Washington for support in its campaign to join the European Union. But the war in Iraq was also very unpopular in Turkey. And as we remember, Turkey declined permission for a ground attack for American troops to stage through Turkey to establish a northern front in Iraq. Any idea now how the Turks and the Turkish government will respond to this this change?
Well, in terms of Iraq, I don't think there will be a change, because as several people that we spoke to today, especially some of those that were injured or nearby the vicinity of these attacks, told us. They said, you know, in fact, they criticized the U.S. for this invasion of Iraq. They said that world terrorism has, in fact, only grown since the invasion of Iraq. They said that they believe that the U.S. didn't finish the job in Afghanistan before they went after Iraq. And they actually blame the U.S. and George Bush for this wave of terrorism you're seeing not only here but around the world right now.
Molly Moore, thank you very much. I know it's been a very long and difficult day for you. We appreciate you taking the time.
Happy to be with you.
Molly Moore is a reporter for The Washington Post. She joined us on the phone from Istanbul in Turkey.